now. You better praise him.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise our God. Amen. Praise God. As we turn our hearts then to hear, praise God, what God is speaking to us, praise God, on today, we are, amen, praise God, understanding some things, praise God, that God did. One thing, praise God, that we take note of, and because I'm gonna rush a little bit because of time, praise God. But one thing to take note of is, praise God, that, amen, from the point that God has, amen, laid down his life on Calvary, amen, gone down to the lower parts, resurrected on the third day morning. Hallelujah, praise God. Now, amen, praise God, as a witness of his resurrection, he is showing himself to the apostles and to the believers and to the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. For 40 days. Amen. Praise God. He walks this earth. Praise God. After, amen, his resurrection. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. To solidify and anchor the faith of the believers, Lord. For some were doubtful. Praise God. Even though he had already let them know, if you destroy this temple in 3 days, I will raise it up again. Hallelujah. Praise God. Some misquoted him, and amen, thought he made reference to the temple of Herod. Hallelujah. Praise God. But indeed, he was talking about his body, that as like Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the whale, so he would be in the heart of the earth. But make no mistake about it, on the third day morning, he rose from the grave. You ought to praise together. From the dead. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. He didn't immediately, praise God, amen, for, amen, leave us, so to speak. Hallelujah. But he stayed around, praise God, to affirm, praise God, his resurrection. That, amen, out of the heart of those that would dare to believe, that they might be assured that he's not dead, but he is yet alive. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Tell your neighbor, he lives still. And because he lives, I know I'm going to live. If I get in him, because he has everlasting life. But the point I'm making today, after 40 days and 40 nights, amen, the last thing that God wanted to say to his disciples was, you need to go and wait. Can you say amen? And amen, praise God, this thing was not said to them lightly. Amen, as we read in the word of God, they were commanded, amen, to go to Jerusalem and wait until you receive the promise of my Father. Y'all ought to praise him today. Listen, amen, praise God. He didn't tell them, amen, that I've made, amen, a schedule concerning the Feast of Pentecost. He didn't let them know that the Holy Ghost is going to fall on the 50th day. Can you say amen? He didn't make them privy, hallelujah, to his plan. He only told them this in a few days. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, praise God. God ain't always specific as what he's going to do, but he is specific that he will do what he said. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, we got to learn how to wait in the imprecise till we get to the specific. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, you got to wait in the imprecise till you get to the specific. Can you say amen? Because if you realize the truth in the imprecise, you'll know that what he promised, he will do. Can you say amen? You go wait. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't wait. Hallelujah. Praise God. God, without hope, because I'm telling you, I'm going to send you something. Can you say amen? I didn't hear nobody asking God why we got to go. Can you say amen? You know we always got our agenda. Can you say amen? Lord, are you at this time going to return, amen, the kingdom to Israel? Can you say amen? Get out of God's business. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? He tell you to go away and you speculate. Can you say amen? Stop speculating. Let God be God. Spoken in mother tongue. Don't you get up from there just because you felt a little something, something. You better wait until you are in power. Say amen. And if you want to be some power, amen. If you didn't need it, God would have provided. You don't need some power. Pull out the 9mm and show you that the clip is in. Can you say thank you, dear? He ain't got to shoot you for you to know he can shoot you. Can you say amen? Are y'all hearing me? And so praise God. Amen. He told him to wait until you be endued with power from on high. Can you say amen? So they went to do what God told them to do. They went to wait. But amen, while they were waiting, they got on one of them. While they were waiting, they began to have an expectation. Can you say amen? They took a care of little business, but they had in their mind. Can you imagine power is coming? Can you say amen? Tell your if you're waiting on the Holy Ghost, you ought to have the expectation in your mind. Power is coming. Power is coming that will allow me to go through. Because there are going to be some valleys. There are going to be some storms. There are going to be some blood. But thank God, if you got the power, you can make it through. I don't care what God allows. So they went and they waited. And he said, you wait until you be endued with power from on high. You know I got to wrap this thing up quick. Can you say amen? But let me tell you something. Hallelujah. He didn't tell them no specific date. But they were waiting in the inspecifics. Can you say amen? And the Bible declared that when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were in one place on one accord. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, and suddenly, amen, pray God. I'm going to bring out next week. I'm going to bring out tomorrow. I'm going to deliver you. Amen. Can you say amen? God don't tell all this business. Job didn't know nothing. Can you say amen? All he knew that he was in trouble. And he was suffering. And he knew he had done nothing. Can you say amen? And no matter how much the enemy came against him, he continued to hold on. of his life, who could look at skinworm eating up his body, but had a hope. Can you say amen? And was able to say, I know my Redeemer, he lived, and that he will stand upon the earth in the latter day, whom I will see. Look out, Job, they eating you up, but Job said, I'm going to see him for myself and not another. Y'all ought to praise him. There came a sound. That's how God did it. He ain't give you no notice. You in the, amen, praise God. In specifics. Can you say amen? What is it? I don't know where. He just told me a few days. Ain't God good? It ain't gonna be forever. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, it ain't gonna be forever. I don't know when, but what I do know, it ain't gonna be forever. Amen. I will yet praise him. I will yet give him the glory. I will yet magnify. Mighty God. Suddenly. You see, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
No warning. Can you say amen? Just suddenly comes a sound of a rushing mighty wind. Fill all the house, amen, where they were sitting, and cloven tongues of fire set upon each and every one of them, and they began to speak out in other tongues, and the Spirit of the Lord gave the utterance. Can you say amen? Everybody don't understand what you got, but they can't take away from you what you got. Amen. The world say thank you, Jesus. It ain't but the third hour of the day. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. Can you say amen? That don't mean as much to us now, because folks getting drunk all the time. But there was a time. There was a time. Yeah, there was a time. Can you say amen? Even in our history. Even in our history, there was a time when liquor stores wasn't open on Sunday. There was a time. Can you say amen? And that ain't now. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. There was a time when, amen, they closed the store early. Amen. When the sun go down, the doors locked on the store. Can you say amen? And nobody was going to the mall on Sunday. Can you, there was a time. Can you say amen? When they wasn't doing no commerce on Sunday, because they honored that day, even if they didn't know God like they should have known God. There was a time. Yes, sir. So at that time, praise God, it was told to them, it ain't but 9 o'clock in the morning, it's too early. Can you say, they ain't drunk with the new wine like you supposed. Can you say, thank you, Jesus? Tell your neighbor, Peter, straighten them up. Can you say amen? Don't you know, Peter, can you say amen? Had the word from God. And the word of God will always get you straight. Tell your neighbor, the word of God get you straight. That's why you need to hear the word. The word of God will tell you what's up and let you know what time it is. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Peter Peter said, amen, this is that that was spoken of by the prophet Joel. Can you say amen? And in the latter day, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Oh, praise Him. Get ready to close out in a minute. Can you say amen? They didn't realize when they went up there that they were going to be waiting just 10 days. Can you say amen? But I'm here just to report that the wait is over. Can you say amen? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Today, if you repent of your sin and be baptized in water in the name of Jesus for the remission of sin, you can skip tarry. Say you can skip tarry. I got a witness, right? Can you say amen? You can skip tarry. Can you say amen? What you say? I say the wait is over. Because you can come up out of that wrong. They can be a suddenly in your life. Amen. You can be standing there and the preacher saying, amen, according, amen, to the word of God. Can you say amen? I'm going to give it all to you. And as Peter stood on the day of Pentecost and said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, my dear brother or sister, according to the word of God. I will baptize you in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Guess what? The promise is for you. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, you ain't got to wait. Tell your neighbor, you ain't got to wait. You ain't got to wait. Tell your neighbor, your children, they ain't got to wait. Your children, they ain't got to wait. Anybody that's afar off, that God called to his bosom, when he promised them the Holy Ghost, the way. The church was birthed, so shall the church depart. Can you say that? What you say? Suddenly. Can you say amen? Amen. Suddenly, there came the sound of a rushing mighty wind. Can you say amen? And as the church get ready to depart, the Lord himself shall descend. Shout the voice of the archangel. And the same man and the dead in Christ will rise first. And we that are alive and remain will be saved in a moment. Suddenly, so shall we be with the Lord. Amen. The Lord.